Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 13 of Romans chapter 4. For the promise to Abraham or to his descendants that he would be heir of the world was not through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if those who are of the law are heirs, then faith is made void, and the promise is nullified. For the law brings about wrath, but where there is no law, there also is no violation. For this reason, it is by faith, in order that it may be in accordance with grace, so that the promise will be guaranteed to all the descendants, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations, in the presence of him whom he believed, that is, God, who gives life to the dead and calls into being things that do not exist. In hope against hope he believed, so that he might become a father of many nations, according to that which had been spoken. So shall your descendants be. Without becoming weak in faith, he contemplated his own body, now as good as dead since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. Yet, with respect to the promise of God, he did not waver in unbelief, but grew strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully assured that what God had promised, he was able also to perform. Therefore, it was also credited to him as righteousness. Now not for his sake only was it written that it was credited to him, but for our sake also, to whom it will be credited to us who believe in him, who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead, he who was delivered over because of our wrongdoings and was raised because of our justification.
How confident are you that God will fulfill his promises? So often, those of us who are believers face situations that seem to prove that the Lord has let us down. This is the case especially when we've waited a long time without a glimmer of change. Sometimes we come to this conclusion because we've set our expectations on the wrong things. But there are also times when the Lord takes us on a long journey of perseverance before his promises come to pass. That was definitely the case with Abraham. The Lord promised to make him a great nation with descendants beyond number, but he remained childless for many years until his wife Sarah was well past childbearing age. But as Abraham contemplated the physical impossibility of the situation, his faith in God's promise grew stronger, not weaker. He could see that the Lord would be glorified even more when the promise came to pass in a humanly impossible situation. Is there an area in your life where you need prevailing faith to persevere despite seeming impossibility? Be assured that the word of our God stands forever. Whatever God has promised, he will do, even if you never see the outcome in your lifetime.